right, thank you very much. We're going to switch gears a little bit from the NDVI and start talking about some mule monitors. And I've got a lot of information to present, so we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Our main question we want to answer is, can we use the Ag Leader cotton mule monitor for harvesting variety trials in producer farms? So what this will allow us to do, for one, it'll be easier to collect the data. And also, we have on the horizon, they're here, these new module building cotton pickers are, a lot of producers are gonna be switching to those. So with that being said, one of those modules will be the smallest measurable unit of cotton that we can weigh for a single variety. So, which is the industry standard now, is to use a boll buggy, a weighing boll buggy, some sort of weighing mechanism to determine yield for those varieties. We're gonna evaluate different calibration techniques as far as when to calibrate. We also want to try to identify environmental and varietal factors that are related to, and try to relate them to the error, such as moisture content, gen turnout, what have you. We want to know how much variation that we can in the monitored error that we can explain by these environmental and physical properties. And kind of the final test for this research is when we get all our data and we look at comparing the yields, do we get the same answer as with the predicted weight by the yield monitor as we would have if we'd used the boll buggy for a variety test? Just a little background on the yield monitor. It was developed in conjunction with Case IH and Ag Leader at the University of Tennessee. This research was done at the University of Tennessee Experiment Station in Milan, and we used the John Deere 9976 picker, the Ag Leader cotton yield monitor. We had we're equipped with the InSight yield monitor. Had a four-row picker with the sensors located on each of the chutes. We were logging GPS data with a Trimble unit. This is just a picture of the sensors, where they were located, and just a little more background on the yield monitor. These are optical sensors. One side of the chute is equipped with a light emitter. The other side has a light detector. We're measuring a volumetric flow of cotton and converting that to a weight using an infield calibration. For our research, we planted 10 commercially available varieties. Planted those in three different fields, and there was some replication in these fields. One of the fields was very large, and we had some different management zones, I guess you might say, throughout that field. One of the fields was under irrigation. We harvested about 6 loads per variety or per each different situation. So, as you'll see on the next slide, we have more than just 60 loads, and our loads averaged about 1,842 pounds. We tried to harvest early in the morning throughout the day, and then try to get late at night to try to stratify our moisture and other environmental conditions. We weighed 106 loads of cotton, from 645 pounds to up to 2,800 pounds. We were weighing them in a weighing boll buggy. We took moisture samples from every load, and we pulled gen samples from the majority of the loads. We didn't pull on everything. We assumed that for the varieties that gen characteristics would remain pretty constant. No data points were eliminated for any reason from the data set, and no cleaning of the optics at any time during the procedure. We cleaned the sensor eyes at the start of the season and left them alone, did not touch them throughout the remainder of the season. This is kind of a timeline of our harvest season. We basically had three trips, and we went down to Milan and picked our cotton. In between each of these trips, you can see there was a rain event, which was good and helped us to stratify our data. And right in here, between the second and third trip, you see kind of a rather large gap in time there. We had a picker breakdown issue, so we were out of the field for a couple of weeks. We started picking. We were gonna start picking and calibrate, and we got started picking, and the monitor was pretty much right on. We were about 3% error, so we said we're not gonna fool with it. So we just left it alone, and we came up with an absolute error. Just a summary of the entire data set, had an absolute error of about 7.2%, and a root mean squared error of 8.5%. And with this data set with no calibration, we noticed a moderate relationship in yield as related to monitor error, which is pretty interesting. So we decided we'd like to try to take out that slope by doing some back calibration. So we came up with three different calibrations that we wanted to try. So the first thing we did, we calibrated on a low yield, a middle yield, and a high yield, and it brought our absolute error down quite a bit. And then we decided we would just harvest calibrate on the first three lows of the season. We did that, and it didn't change much, changed a little bit. What we realized it was doing that recalibration was merely just shifting the data. It wasn't what we had anticipated, was that if we calibrated a high yield and a low yield, it would kind of squeeze that error in, but it was merely just shifting the data. So we decided to calibrate each trip individually, calibrating using three loads from each trip to calibrate. And you can see this brought our absolute error down to 3.8%, which is, that's pretty good, I think. This gets into what I was talking about as our kind of the ultimate test. Will this work to do variety trials with the yield monitor? The blue bars represent yield measured by the buggy, and the red bars represent yield measured by the predicted by the monitor. As you can see, it looks pretty good. We've got some higher errors with these two varieties. And when doing a Tukey's mean separation on this data, the buggy said that this variety right here, variety C, differed from variety J, and the monitor said they were the same. That was the only difference in what you would find in a yield trial. This slide right here quantifies the difference between the two methods for each variety. You can see over on the lower yielding side, D through J, we've got less error. Up here on the where we've got higher yields, there's a little more error there. And we got to thinking about what we were comparing our yield monitor prediction to, or what we were calling the so-called truth. And we were thinking about this and decided that, you know, if you weigh a cotton at a certain moisture content, and say the moisture in that cotton goes up, if you weigh it later somehow, that weight's going to be different. So we adjusted all of our monitor weights to the same moisture content. We just used 10%, and you can see some of the bars, some of the error went up a little more, and some of them shrunk dramatically, such as variety C here, and this other variety, variety A, it went from underestimating to overestimating. So there's that, but we shrunk our overall error just a little more, and we got down to 3.3% as compared to 3.8% after we adjusted the weight for the moisture. These next two slides here just kind of to show what shows the predicted weight versus the measured weight. This is pretty tight group here. You can see as the yield goes up, it looks like there's more variation, but also as your yield goes up, the weight difference is going to represent or the same percentage difference will increase as the same percentage will represent more weight at a higher yield. And we graphed this versus our moisture. It's not a lot different. You can see some of these points it drew in just a little bit, but overall this looks pretty good for the yield monitor. And these are some of the variables that we're trying to quantify and relate to the monitor error. We've got moisture content and yield are a couple of your more environmental factors, and then the rest of these factors are what we got from our gin samples. And just to kind of show what we're trying to do, we're trying to develop a model. And again, we've had this data about a month, and we're not through. We're still looking to see if we can come up with a post-processing model. Moisture represents 28% of the variation. When you throw yield into the model, and this is based on that third calibration where we calibrated each trip individually. You throw yield into that model, you can explain 48% of the variation. Throwing in short fiber index, we can explain 57%. And these next two they're not going up a whole lot, and I don't know how significant if it's worth throwing these in the model, but just to show reflectance is will explain 60%, and elongation will explain 63%. And the next thing I plan to do is I plan to go within each of those trips and apply this same regression technique to see how these variables relate to error. And with that, I'd like to thank Delta Pine for their sponsorship, and Ag Leader and Cotton Incorporated for all their help. And I'd enjoy to take some questions. Got a few minutes. Yes, sir.
How did you get your yield for your yield monitor? Did you average points, or did you sum your mass, or did it say bars for your plots?
I went within each load, and I just summed the flow from each round, so that way I could take out any accumulation on the end. You know, when we got out to the end of the field, if still some noise or something, I took only the flow within that round and averaged it by the acreage that the monitor counted. Yes, sir.
Did you compare the distributions between varieties? For instance, the yield monitor data for variety one, its distribution versus the distribution for variety two, yield monitor.
As far as like the range of errors.
Yeah, you plot the probability distribution function and see the variance, how much difference. The reason I ask is the higher yielding varieties were more different than the way buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect with higher yields, you probably have a lot of variation than you did lower yields.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, and we'll look into that. But no, I haven't looked at that yet. Yes, sir.
What's the reasoning behind the inclusion of elongation and short fiber index in your model?
We got the gin data from all those characteristics, and we we just stuck it into a stepwise regression, and those are the ones that explain the most variation. Whether or not, you know, whether or not they come out to be worth anything, we don't know. That's just what, just kind of to show what we've found so far. And, you know, like I said, they may not come out to be worth putting in the model, but that's just an example of what we found.
All right, let's hold the questions. We're out of time. We need to move on to the next speaker here.